Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to begin with some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. These all actually will take place in January. And a quick reminder, for more information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can contact the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. Imani Wins will be performing Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $26 to $32 and $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. The Boston Globe calls Imani Wins the leading wind quintet in America. These classical, virtuosos make it their mission to expand their repertoire for their ensemble by both composing and arranging for themselves and by commissioning composers from a variety of genres to write for the classical wind quintet. In this program, the ensemble shows off its considerable skill with Heater Villa-Lobos's Quintet in Form de Choros, which shapes the street songs of the composer's youth in Brazil, using the modernist tones of his training in 1920s Paris. The ensemble shines in new works by two composers who come from the world of jazz, Danilo Perez's travelogue of his native Panama, and MacArthur genius Jason Moran's Creole-flavored celebration of his family's proud history in rural Louisiana. Again, Imani Wins will be performing Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. The Hilliard Ensemble will be performing Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Tickets are $18 to $32, again $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. This is a general admission seating, but it does also have some limited reserved seating. The Globe and Mail called the Hilliard Ensemble, quote, without a doubt, one of the finest vocal ensembles in the world. Early music specialists, the Hilliard's four exquisite male voices will be accentuated by the lustrous acoustics of Duke Chapel as they sing masterpieces of early music, including great works by the French composer Perrotin, who wrote some of the earliest polyphony, and by later Franco-Flemish visionary Josquin Desperez. What sets the Hilliard Ensemble apart from other groups is its perpetual questing for new material. This can include a lesser-known Renaissance composer like Josquin's Disciple Fevin through his charming chanson Petite Camisette, or modern composers like Breyers and Part who adopt Renaissance styles. In a Hilliard performance, 600-year-old pieces sound fresh and world premieres sound like enduring classics. Again, the Hilliard Ensemble will be performing Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Luciana Souza, featuring Lionel Luquette and Gregor Moret, will be performing Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets for this performance are $34 to $42, again $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Brazilian-born jazz vocalist Luciana Souza sounds like Astrid Gilberto channeling Nina Simone, says the San Francisco Chronicle. That combination of luminous voice and arresting presence won her a Grammy Award in 2008 and captivated audiences at sold-out Duke Performances concerts in 2008 and in 2010. Souza's return to Durham features star turns from two alumni of Herbie Hancock's band, West African guitarist Lionel Luecke, whom Hancock praised as a musical painter, and Swiss harmonica genius Gregoire Moret, the heir apparent to Toots Thielemans. Together with Souza, their melodic interplay will make for a dazzling night of music. Again, Luciana Souza, featuring Lionel Luecke and Gregoire Moret, will be performing Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Again, for ticket information or to purchase tickets for any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. We have some upcoming performances. We'll begin with the Durham Performing Arts Center. or DPAC as it's known. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Phone number to purchase tickets or for more information, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. There is still time to catch Ira David Wood's presented by Theater in the Park's A Christmas Carol, and that will take place December 20th through the 22nd. One of the Triangle's most beloved Christmas traditions is now at DPAC. A Christmas Carol. It only happens once a year. One of the Triangle's most beloved Christmas traditions will once again be featured at the Durham Performing Arts Center this December for five shows only. Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic will run December 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Last year's shows at DPAC sold out, so plan on getting your tickets early. Theater in the Park's original musical comedy adaptation of A Christmas Carol, based on a book by Charles Dickens and adapted for the stage by Ira David Wood III, has been cited as one of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history and voted one of the top 20 events in the Southeast by the Southeast Tourism Society. A Christmas Carol has become a holiday tradition in the Southeast and has also enjoyed critically acclaimed tours to England and France. Most recently, in November of 2009, A Christmas Carol celebrated another international tour to Compiègne, France. A Christmas Carol was the first full-scale theatrical event staged at DPAC during its opening week in December of 2008. Approximately 30,000 people attend the local production runs in Raleigh and Durham each year. Act 1 is 1 hour, intermission 20 minutes, and Act 2 is 1 hour and 30 minutes. As with all performances at DPAC, all guests require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 3 are not allowed at these performances. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Also, for all of the performances at DPAC, to better serve the DPAC concert, comedy, and Broadway fans in the primary market area, online sales to these events will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of the approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or are using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The dates and times for A Christmas Carol at DPAC are Friday, December 20th at 7 p.m., Saturday, December 21st, 2 p.m., and again at 7 p.m., and Sunday, December 22nd at 2 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, Patti LaBelle will be performing January 11th at 8 p.m., An Intimate Evening with a Legendary Diva. Back by popular demand, Grammy Award winner Patti LaBelle will grace the DPAC stage again on January 11th. Her last performance at DPAC was a sold-out show in April of 2012. The show is presented in partnership with the Dome Group, Inc. Patti LaBelle's Facebook page states, "A diva is someone who is a perfectionist, who does her best in her craft. No truer words have been spoken about her. Whatever Patti LaBelle does, she does it with soul. She is a 2-time Grammy Award-winning singer, a New York Times best-selling author, and a 3-time Emmy Award-nominated actress. Ms. LaBelle is widely regarded as the queen of rock and soul music. She has spent over 50 years in the music industry. She is best known for her hit songs, including the groundbreaking Lady Marmalade, as well as When You Talk About Love, New Attitude, and her duet with Michael McDonald, On My Own." And again, Patti LaBelle will be performing at DPAC January 11th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, January 21st through the 26th, the winner of the Best Musical Award in New York, the Broadway show Once, will be performed. Winner of 8 2012 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Once is truly an original Broadway experience, featuring an impressive ensemble of actor-musicians who play their own instruments on stage. Once tells the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. As the chemistry between them grows, his music soars to powerful new heights, but their unlikely connection turns out to be deeper and more complex than your everyday romance. Emotionally captivating and theatrically breathtaking, Once draws you in from the very first note and never lets go. It's an unforgettable story about going for your dreams, not living in fear, and the power of music to connect us all. There is a content advisory for this show, parental guidance is suggested. This show contains material that parents may find unsuitable for younger children. The event dates and times: Tuesday, January 21st, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, January 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Friday, January 24th, 8 p.m. Saturday, January 25th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Sunday, January 26th, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Again, to purchase tickets or for more information about any of these shows at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Upcoming shows at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number to purchase tickets or more information is 919-996-8700. Frosty the Snowman Broadway series South will be performed at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Frosty the Beloved Snowman, known to melt everyone's heart, comes to life in this holiday show for the whole family. Based on the classic tale enjoyed by millions around the globe, this show is sure to put a smile on your face. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a new holiday tradition when it slides into Raleigh. VIP tickets include top price seat locations plus a goodie bag. Goodie bags should be picked up prior to the show in the lobby. Children 1 year and above will require a ticket. The dates for the show: December 20th, 6:30 p.m., December 21st, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., December 22nd, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., December 23rd, 6:30 p.m., December 24th, 11 a.m. The ticket price for these range from $14 to $47. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Shatner's World, We Just Living It, will be performed at the Memorial Auditorium on January 12th. Television and movie legend William Shatner will bring his one-man show, Shatner's World, We Just Live in It, to cities in the U.S., including the Memorial Auditorium in Raleigh. The 90-minute show will take audiences on a hilarious and often poignant voyage through Shatner's life and career, from Shakespearean stage actor to internationally known icon, and known as much for his unique persona as for his expansive body of work. Some quotes: undeniably fun, says the EW.com. Resistance is futile, from the Hollywood Reporter. VIP tickets available for $152 will include a meet and greet and a photo opportunity. Again, the Shatner's World, We Just Live in It. William Shatner will be performing January 12th at 7:30 p.m. And the other price ranges are $32 up to $152 for those VIP tickets. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Fletcher Opera Theater, Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott will be performing January 18th. Two outstanding musicians will perform side-by-side in Raleigh for one night only. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott released a collaborative project last year, and they are currently working on a new studio album, Memories and Moments, due out in September. Last year's project, We're Usually a Lot Better Than This, is a live album that was recorded over the course of two gigs at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. Scott and O'Brien are old friends who met at the lobby of a Nashville music company 15 years ago and first played together at a picking party thrown by Sam Bush. We're Usually a Lot Better Than This features songs by both Scott and O'Brien, plus a generous portion of covers: Townes Van Zandt's White Freightliner Blues, Lefty Frizzell's Mom and Dad's Waltz, Hank Williams' House of Gold, Gordon Lightfoot's Early Morning Rain, and Keith Whitley's You Don't Have to Move That Mountain. Save the date to catch O'Brien and Scott sharing the stage in Raleigh. The price range for tickets for this performance are $27 to $35. And again, they will be performing at the Fletcher Opera Theater January 18th at 8 p.m. One more time, for more information about any of these performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, you can call them at 919-996-8700. There is still time to catch Brad Reeder at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-828-5233. Brad Reeder combines magic and juggling with original comedy to offer a truly unique show. Brad Reeder has performed at colleges and top comedy clubs nationwide, including The Comedy Store and The Laugh Factory in Los Angeles, Dangerfields in New York City, and Rascals Comedy Club in New Jersey. He is a regular in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel and Casino, the Four Queens, and the Maxim Hotel and Casino. Brad Reeder has won awards in the magic industry, and he has written many articles for magic journals. He is also the inventor of magic tricks that are marketed worldwide. Brad Reeder has opened for celebrities including Jay Leno, Dennis Miller, Rosie O'Donnell, Phyllis Diller, Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen DeGeneres, Jimmy Walker, Winona, and others. Brad has also appeared on HBO, Comedy Central, America's Funniest People, Night Shift with Kevin Ferguson, and Canadian TV. He will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club Friday, December 20th, 8 p.m., and another show at 10:15 p.m., Saturday, December 21st, 8 p.m. and 10:15 p.m., and finally on Sunday, December 22nd at 8 p.m. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Tracy Morgan will be performing January 3rd, 8 p.m. to 10:15, and again at 10:15, January 4th, 8 o'clock, and again at 10:15, and January 5th at 7 p.m. Tracy Morgan played wild and unpredictable movie star Tracy Jordan in NBC's three-time Emmy Award-winning 30 Rock, a workplace comedy where the workplace exists behind the scenes of a live variety show. Morgan was nominated for an Emmy in 2009 for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his role. In addition to his five individual NAACP Image Award nominations, Morgan, along with the 30 Rock cast, won a 2009 Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. The last few years have been busy for Morgan as he balanced between 30 Rock and a busy movie career, while also continuing to travel the country for stand-up. With comedy always as his foundation, Morgan has begun tackling dramas and independent films. In 2010, he starred alongside Al Pacino and Channing Tatum in the crime thriller The Son of No One, which received Sundance Film Festival honors. Why Step Now was also an official selection at Sundance. Morgan has also had the opportunity to be part of some of the most successful animated films in recent years. In 2009, he made his animation debut, lending his voice for Jerry Bruckheimer's G-Force, a combination live-action CG film. The film opened number one in U.S. box offices and was celebrated by audiences worldwide. In 2011, he starred as the bulldog Louise in the colorful and lively film Rio. Another milestone for Morgan was reached in 2009 with the release of his first book, a compilation of studied anecdotes and some of the more serious moments that shaped him and his career, entitled I Am the New Black. He also headlined the famed New York Comedy Festival, which featured acclaimed comedians including Bill Maher, Andy Samberg, and Patton Oswalt, among others. Lastly, Morgan rounded out his list of great comedic achievements with his first HBO special, Black and Blue. As a stand-up comic who has headlined across the country, Morgan was first introduced to television audiences in his role as Hustleman on the hit comedy series Martin. He went on to join Saturday Night Live in 1996, where he appeared for 7 seasons and created such memorable characters as Astronaut Jones and Brian Fellows. After leaving SNL, Morgan went on to star in his own comedy series, The Tracy Morgan Show, and voiced Spoonie Love on Comedy Central's Crank Yankers. Additional film credits include Cop Out, the remake of the British film Death at a Funeral, Dimension Films' superhero movie, First Sunday opposite Ice Cube and Cat Williams, The Longest Yard opposite Adam Sandler, The Wayans Brothers' Little Man, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and Head of State. Again, Tracy Morgan will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club January 3rd at 8 and 10:15 p.m., January 4th at 8 and 10:15 p.m., and again on January 5th at 7 p.m. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can contact the Goodnight's Comedy Club at 919-828-5233. Coming up at the Carolina Theater, Drew Carey will be performing Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. These tickets will start at $42. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Phone number to purchase tickets or for more information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Again, Drew Carey will be performing Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m., and this performance is for mature audiences only. No one under the age of 16 will be permitted. Drew Carey is a stand-up comic turned actor and producer who had the distinction of having two hit shows simultaneously, the long-running comedy The Drew Carey Show, which ran from 1995 to 2004, and the improv sketch show Whose Line Is It Anyway, on which he was the host and producer. The success of that show led to the creation of Drew Carey's Improv All-Stars, an improv troupe that performs in showrooms across the country. In July 2007, Carey was named the host of The Price is Right, succeeding longtime host Bob Barker. While in the Marine Reserves, his military buzz cut and black wide-rimmed glasses became part of his trademark look. He began his successful career as a comedian in April of 1986 at the Cleveland Comedy Club. One of his first big breaks was competing on Star Search in 1988. In 1991, Carey landed a spot on HBO's 14th annual Young Comedian special and appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Carey landed his own television development deal at Disney, which led to an opportunity for Carey to co-star in the series The Good Life. Carey also had the opportunity to work with Bruce Helford, who was a consulting writer on the series, and hired Carey as a staff writer for The Gabby Hoffman Show. Their experience led the two of them to decide to co-create a series for Carey, and then Carey went on to star in his own comedy special for Showtime. Again, Drew Carey, this performance is for mature audiences only, and no one under the age of 16 will be admitted. We'll be performing at the Carolina Theater Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets or for more information, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. Time to read some upcoming events with Pinecone. So Bluegrass Jam, at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For more information, you can contact the jam leader, Doug Pratt, at dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Again, that email address is dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Pinecone and Tir na n Og co-sponsor an open Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. And Tir na n Og is located at 218 South Blount Street in downtown Raleigh. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs, reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings and suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or tune for the group has the opportunity to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join in. Set lists usually are available at the session, and the session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80. The Gawler Sisters, with special guest 10 Strings and a Goatskin, will be performing Tuesday, December 31st at 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. at the First Night Raleigh Traditional Stage, which I believe will be located at 121 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. The admission button is $10 in advance for First Night, and this is for ages 6 and up. Rain in the New Year with Pinecone at First Night Raleigh with a folk music twist. The Gawler Sisters are a young folk act from the Northeast who will bring you an eclectic assortment of old and new sounds from many folk traditions and, in honor of the season, songs celebrating Christmas and winter. Raised in the rich folk tradition of their acclaimed musical family, Molly, Edith, and Elsie Gawler have carried on their family's musical legacy. They accompany their warm interweaving harmonies with fiddles, banjos, wooden banjo, cello, guitar, ukulele, as well as a few surprises. Whether crooning a quietly poignant ballad or delivering a rollicking fiddle tune, their unique arrangements are especially engaging and often go along with anecdotes both historical and humorous. Catch them doing their own music in one of the early sets at 7, 8, or 9 p.m., and then make plans to hear them again at 10 p.m. with special guest 10 Strings and a Goatskin, an award-winning trio of teenagers celebrating the music of Irish and Francophone cultures they share. This bilingual trio infuses their original compositions and traditional standard tunes with modern and world rhythms and interpretations to create an infectious energy and unique sound that speaks to all ages. Again, the Gawler Sisters, with special guest 10 Strings and a Goatskin, will be performing Tuesday, December 31st, 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m., the First Night Raleigh Traditional Stage. Time to read a couple of very quick upcoming events for the week. We have Friday, December 20th, the Lemon Sisters and Rutabaga Brothers will be performing at the R.A. Fountain General Store in Fountain, North Carolina. Phone number for more information, 252-749-3228. Also on Friday, December 20th, the Chatham County Line will be at the Brooklyn Arts Center at St. Andrews in Wilmington. For more information, you can call them, and that area code is 910-538-2939. Again, that number is 910-538-2939. Saturday, December 21st, the Chatham County Line will also be performing at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha, and their phone number to purchase tickets or for more information is 336-525-2314. And finally, on Saturday, December 21st, the Acoustic Syndicate will be performing at the Lincoln Theater. The Lincoln Theater is located in downtown Raleigh. Phone number to purchase tickets or for more information, you can call them at 919-821-4111. Just very quickly, for those who like to plan ahead, Mandolin Orange will be part of the Down Home Concert Series, and that'll take place at the Fletcher Theater at the Duke Energy for the Performing Arts on Friday, January 10th. On Sunday, January 12th, at the Daniels Auditorium, which is in the North Carolina Museum of History, Tony Williamson will be performing, and that is free and open to the public. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.